members will know that this, the advertisement was placed in August of 2015. The process then was started for how we are going to deal with that, and a submission to minister where the panel was appointed. The panel comprised of the DG, Dr. Mzwai, and the acting DG for policy and research. The panel only met a month in August with a view of shortlisting candidates for we thought we would shortlist 18 candidates, and because they still have to be vetted and in order to allow minister some choice to appoint the 15 members. We first had a panel discussion how we would approach it, because we were considering the act isn't explicit, and should we interview the candidates, all of the candidates, or can we just make can we select the candidates based on the CVs that are presented? And I think initially the initial panel that was proposed, minister's hesitance in approving it, she was saying, given the fact that at the time the department did not have a single DDG, if there are people who are upstanding figures in the community, how do you allow a junior official to be interviewing somebody like that? I think the example she gave, let's say Mme Mbeki was proposed, you know, and you allow a deputy director and a director to be interviewing somebody like that. And so she was really struggling with that and considering the constitution of the panel. Then when we looked, we met again in September, a month later, and when we had a company just work through the applications with us for us, because there were over 200 applicants that we had. We went through this, and we then attempted the shortlisting, and what we found, we had a presentation from the officials dealing with it, is that something like 60% of the candidates came from Gauteng, and a greater number, about 80% of the candidates were men. And our experience has been with putting forward boards and panels to ministers. We had by that time put a few, for example, an audit committee and the CIFA board, etc., before minister. And minister she takes the responsibility of the 50-50 representation very, very seriously. And since then, Chair, just for a range of reasons, it has been difficult. So we have asked for more. We headhunted candidates or applications. We approached the Institute of Business Advisors. We approached Institute of Directors in order to nominate, etc., to nominate some people who are suitably qualified for us to consider. So the panel will then finish the conclude the shortlisting in February, and we aim to do the screening within the next 2 weeks. We thought we will use March and April to do the screening of the candidates. That requires security screening and screening of verification of qualifications, etc. And we're projecting that often takes some time. There are delays, or you need extra documentation from candidates, and we're not always available to respond when we set deadlines. As we're working on cabinet approval in April, May, noting that both of those April in particular has got several holidays, and we've not looked at how many Wednesdays when there's usually cabinet meeting is sacrificed. And so we know, Chair, that because of the delays, we have made the minister vulnerable, as the minister responsible for the legislation in terms of compliance with the legislation, and that is regrettable. And we're working towards the council being in place by the 15th of May, and we are willing to report, to provide the committee with frequent reports.
Thanks for the presentation. Before we open for members to comment, I want to present to this meeting as to how this came about, that we are getting a presentation today. I received an email letter from Mr. Carl Lord, who informed me, it was on the 8th of December. We were driving, we were on our way back home. He informed me that he had a written letter to the department inquiring about the progress on this. And he also copied Honorable Chan the same letter. And I made a commitment. I responded to him and I made commitment that I will look into this matter and make sure that we prioritize it for our first quarter program. And I must thank Mr. Lord for raising that issue. And my reasoning in that is that it's not only that the minister is not, she has not prioritized this, she is in violation of the act. My reasoning is also that we need a voice from small businesses. The advisory council is crucial in giving a direction that the department would also take in responding to the felt needs. So the council would bring up the felt needs that the department needs also to address, as opposed to information that comes from consultants guiding the department. So it is a very, very important structure. It is an advisory council that advises the minister and also brings up issues that are affecting small businesses. And to me, that is a very important structure, so that the department and the portfolio committee does not respond to issues from a perceived perspective. We don't perceive issues. We respond to felt needs. So the council will then be able to advise on the felt needs. So, like the red tape bill, it's one of the structures that we would have invited to the portfolio committee to give us their perspective. So, I just wanted to give that a broader picture as to why it is important for us to bring this to the table. I will then open for members to ask questions. Honorable Chance, followed by Honorable Kappa.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks, DG, for the update. I mean, it's a long, long delay between the first advert going out and the selection almost 2 years later. I wanted to just find out whether you are satisfied that the candidates that applied as a result of that advert that went out some time ago have been properly communicated with in the intervening months, and that they haven't, some of them haven't dropped out through neglect or just disinterest, and that it wouldn't be possibly advisable to put another ad in to make sure that you're sweeping up all the possible candidates that are available to fill this position? Or do you believe that too much water has flown under the bridge already and that there are sufficiently good qualified candidates to be appointed to the final board? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Can you assist me by that on your slide, that part of April, March, April 2016. Was it 2017? Yeah. I'm worried about the long period. No, let's go to March and April. Yeah. Yes, that's the one. I'm worried about that period from the shortlisting candidates will be screened, and then in the next one, cabinet information will be drafted. A memorandum will be drafted parallel with the screening. That period from February to May seems too long up to April. Is it not possible that can be shortened, that period? Just worried about that. For instance, that one from March to April, just for the drafting of, because the screening has been done in the previous part. Just for the sake, for drafting of memorandum. Thank you.
Mina, I have a question with regards to the time that has elapsed. Can we go back to the first slide? Up. Next one. The reason given here, okay, it's 2015, August, September, October, November, December, January, then only in February. It takes 5 months. The question that I want to ask is whether there was a gunshot related to this milestone, which was guiding the department as to when the panel members were going to be appointed after the advertising. Was it designed in that way, that advertising took place in August and then panel members were appointed in February? Was it by design? Or it was by default? And if it was by default, what was the original milestone date for the panel, for the appointment of the panel? That is the first question. The second question is, is there a requirement by law that the panel could only be made of officials in the Department of Small Business, or the panel could also have been made by getting senior officials from the economic cluster department? Meaning that a senior official from the Department of Economic Development, a senior official from the Department of Trade and Industry, and a senior official from the Department of Small Business to constitute that panel. Is there a law that is prescribing that the panel could only be made of officials from the Department of Small Business, which would then justify that yes, the delay was caused because there were only junior officials that could not interview people that are senior to them. Honorable Dr. Nayang Mlawuzi.
Thanks, Chairperson. Compliment. The first question, the Chairperson touched it about the Economic Cluster Department to assist them. Again, on the recruitment agents, I thought there is somewhere they talk about the recruitment agents like they are using the outsource. If I saw clearly on the slate there. Because the reason of outsourcing also it doesn't have any weight, because we can use so many resources within the government to assist them. But if so, it's not right. The other issue which I want to know is about the majority of the people who applied who are from Gauteng province. So can't they add this, what do you call it, the panel, yeah. Can the panel be biased to the people who are from the rural provinces? That there must be prerequisite that, so that we mustn't have advisory council of 90% or 100% Gauteng province. We need to, if possible, the panel can be biased also to check the names of the people who applied from rural provinces, so that that constituency must be covered. And I saw the number 18. 18, is it the number of the council or is it the number of the people applied? If so, how many members to constitute this SBAC, Small Business Advisory Council? Thank you, Chairman.
Can the department respond?
Of Honourable Chance's question about have we considered re-advertising given the time that it has taken, and was there a suitably qualified pool of candidates available? My recollection was that we didn't have a problem with the pool, with the capabilities within the pool. In fact, we during this time we undertook a similar process for CIFA's board and CEDA's board. Now, we're pleasantly surprised by the pool of expertise out there and interested to serve small business in this capacity. There is something that we haven't done, and we can come back on that, Chair, was the question of whether we have established that those people are still available, seeing that they submitted their applications. I mean, the advert was placed in 2015. I asked my colleague to tell me when the advert actually closed. It's probably a month later, but it's more than a year later. were the delays by design or by default? It was by default, Chair. It should never have happened in that way. The department, I've heard you previously referring to a Gantt chart, Chair, and I haven't seen in the department us with a practice of using Gantt charts. As far as I know, Gantt charts is one of those facilities that comes easily with a project office suite. But what we do have is that we do have that principle of having a project plan. And the project plan begins to show the various steps that are interdependent on each other and when there is a start date and when there is an end date. And so there certainly has been undue delays. And is there a requirement that the panel should only consist of officials of the department? No, there is not, as far as I know. For example, when we interviewed for the new CEDA board, which is, I think, the same piece of legislation that provides for that, we invited, for example, the current chairperson, who is the outgoing chairperson, because he has served two terms, and we thought we could use his wisdom and understanding of the organization. So it is, we can get other candidates, and the unavailability of people in the department should therefore not have been an excuse. The only thing that is required is that the same people that start the process, the people who have done the shortlisting and people who have done the interviews, they have to go through the entire process unless it can absolutely not be avoided. The suggestion that the panel must also be positively biased towards inclusion of people from rural provinces, I think that was exactly it when we said we cannot have a board, a council that have an urban Gauteng-based experience, and it should be more representative of other provinces. And that's exactly what it is that we have in mind. I've not personally looked at the new panel and the demographics and the spread, but I certainly hope that it is that we'll be able to reach those representativity targets that we would like within the time frame. And then the question of Honourable Krapa was asking, can the process not be made quicker? The security vetting, security clearances, and the issues of testing of the qualifications has to be done outside. I think we have to do that with track work. And even when we've built up a relationship with them and the people who we work with, and that could take, but it takes about 3 weeks to a month to be able to do that. And then, of course, before it goes to Cabinet, it has to go to Cabinet Committee. And Cabinet Committee would recommend it to Cabinet. So there's, I would imagine, I think we've been generous here, I would imagine that right now the cabinet meetings that are happening right now, there's a rush to get various things that we need for cabinet approval before the start of the financial year. There are only, I think, 3 more cabinet meetings before the end of the financial year. And the beginning of the financial year, there'll be that crunch again, and so things that are considered not might be pushed off. So I think one was just being generous there. But I think to give members the assurance that we will, from my side, I will ensure that the documents are perfect so that it doesn't have to be referred back from the Cabinet Secretariat or the Cabinet Office or from Minister or anybody because of limitations. And I don't think we can have any further delays.
Honourable Chair.
Just another question, DG. Can we receive your assurance that the members of the board who are recommended will not also be members of any other boards or any other structures within the department to avoid conflicts of interest?
I think that might be difficult for members not to be, for people who are recommended not to be members of any other boards. That's not a requirement.
I said any other, I meant any other boards such as CEDA or CEFA particularly. Because for the Small Business Advisory Council to be independent, it should not be that members of that advisory council are members of any structure within the department. Not other structures, obviously, but within the department.
Thanks. Are there any other questions? Honorable Kosa. Honorable Mabas.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just on the, on this document, I just want perhaps to check on the question of date. That we had the 4 August where the panel discussion is done and the appointment of recruitment of company by HR is the 30th of September 2015. Was it a misprint or the date was just like that? Secondly, Chair, I'm worried if the department doesn't have the gun chart. How do they follow their roadmap when they are going forward, when there are things that they're supposed to be doing? Because to me, I think the gun chart is assisting the department to tick the boxes when something has been done. When is it supposed to be done? By who it is supposed to be done? Then it gives direction as to whether we've done this or not. So on the question of the date and that one of the gunshot, it's worrying, Chair.
Honourable Mabas.
Thanks, Comrade Chair. In addition to the issue of gender, I will appreciate if the issue of people with disabilities can also be looked at. And also the issue of youth profile, you know, so that it's well balanced. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Before the response from the department, I also want to elaborate on this issue of the Gantt chart. The Gantt chart is a tool that you can manually develop. It's a tool that makes it possible for any person to develop a project management tool manually. There are other tools, and we are using Gantt because we are talking to people who would then understand that what we are referring to is a tool that enables you to see whether you are moving towards the achievement of your goal and you have timelines and milestones. And the minute you see that you have not achieved milestone X, then you will not be able to achieve milestone Y. That's what we are referring to when we are saying the Gantt chart. The Gantt chart is a simple project management tool. If you want to be sophisticated, you can get the Microsoft project management. You can do whatever you want to do, but all that we are referring to is there a tool in the department that is used to indicate that by such and such a time, you should have achieved this, you should have concluded this project. And therefore you work backwards to look at the sub-activities that are related to achieving that. The things that you would need to do in order for you to say by such and such a time. So the question then that we are asking is not particularly the Gantt chart, but it's whether there was a time at which you had a tool in place which would indicate to you as to when the Small Business Council was to be established. And then you were going to work backwards to ensure that that date is met. And I am asking that because to me it doesn't make sense that advertisement would take place on the 15th of August. And then the panel only gets appointed in February. Because to me, as soon as you make it, you advertise, you should have the panel ready. What is the use of advertising when you don't have the panel that is going to handle that? And also, the time, the length of time between the time of advertisement and the time of constituting the panel. And then again, after having constituted the panel, you still then realize that, no, we have to reverse that. And also, after you have advertised, you then think that, no, you don't need people only from Gauteng. You are guided by what has come out because of the advert. And then when you have seen all the people, no, we don't have gender balance. What did the advert say, Gand, that went out? Which makes it not possible to achieve the things that you wanted to achieve. You only change your mind because of what has arrived on your desk. So I'm very, very particular about this because it tells whether planning is done correctly to achieve the expected end result. Because without that planning, you can't achieve the expected end result at the time that you expect to achieve those results.
You refer to the Gantt chart. I thought that you were referring to the actual technology, but I think if it's the principle of having a detailed project plan, you know, with deliverables and timelines and measurables and people who are responsible, I mean, one is familiar with the project management approach. Yes, we do that. We certainly have a process. The most recent one was the process for the CDAF board, which I managed start to finish. This one I didn't manage start to finish, and so you're right, Chair, in that application wherein we asked, because we had to extend the term of the current nine of the current members at CEDA. And in that submission that we sent to Minister last year, must have been around September, asking for that extension, we placed the advert, when we put the project plan, which you call the Gantt chart, for what we will do, and that we are tracking, and we are on track to be able to deliver that. If my memory serves me correctly, there was such, we call it a project plan or an implementation plan. An implementation plan for the appointment of the advisory board. I do not keep the tracking of the implementation plans in my office. I didn't keep an eye on this. This was assigned to the DDG responsible for this unit of work. And if you are pointing to that there are certain areas and elements of work which should have which should get the DG's attention, and should, I should take personal responsibility for that. I will do. I think I also, we are in the process of strengthening the capacity in my office to do so. And on the comments that can, so Chair, I don't have the advert before me. I cannot say to you whether the preference for 50% women can council members, the representation from different provinces and representation of people with disabilities. I cannot say whether that was stipulated in the advert, but I doubt that it was stipulated in the advert. That we will take all of those areas into consideration in when we make the final recommendations, yes, we will, as far as it is possible. However, I think, given the urgency, I don't know, for example, whether I can promise or I'm required to, if there isn't, because people say with disability, people don't often declare their disability. They're not required to declare their disability on the application form, or we didn't require it on the form which we sent. And are we then required to send it back, you know, and to go and find people who are disabled? So I wouldn't want to delay the process, but we certainly will.
Honourable Chair, I wouldn't want unintended consequences to evolve. I'm not very sure of how adverts are done, but what I thought happens is the advert will not necessarily say we want people with disabilities. It will not necessarily say we want the youth. But the panel will be sensitive to that. So I was speaking more to what the panel should be sensitive to, not so much on the design of the advert. Thanks, Colleague Chair.
Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Chair. It's slightly off the subject, Chair, but if you would indulge me, I'd like to, just while we're on the topic of boards, go to the issue of the CEDA board. And I'm looking at their website at the moment, and it still has Dr. Iwaswani as the board chairperson. I thought you said that he had served two terms and he's no longer on the board. It also has Mr. Mahoto as the DTI representative. As far as I knew, Mr. Mahoto has worked for the DSPD for the last 2.5 years. So could you maybe just update us on the status of the CEDA board, who is on the board, and when the website will be updated?
I'm unable to answer for the website. I can come back and answer on that. I said also that we extended the term of 9 of the board members whose term had expired. So they will be working towards the new board being in place at the by taking office on the 1st of April. That is the target that we are pushing. But because Dr. Zwane, yes, you're right, Honourable Chance, is still the chairperson, but he's the outgoing chairperson, I said. So he served on the board in on the panel in that capacity. Yeah. CFIS board has assumed office. CFIS board assumed office on the... it's either the 1st of November or mid-November. We've had a strategy session with them already.
Are there any other questions? If none, let me thank the department for the report on progress, and also emphasize that we would want to see this process finalized as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. Lord, for bringing this to our attention. I declare the meeting closed.